Oh, what's taking this guy so long?
Tony, the tax returns are very complicated.
Oh, no, they're not, Angela. I've done my taxes every year by myself, and every year I get a refund. Last year, $84.50. paid for my bowling shoe rental for a whole year with odor eaters.
Marty has been doing my taxes for the last 10 years, and I've always done very well, so just relax.
I am relaxed.
Good news, Tony.
Oh, good. Good news. Good news is good.
Looks like the government will be sending you both a little refund.
Oh, a little refund. Look, I do my taxes every year by myself. Last year, I got $700? I'm getting back $700? Oh! Think of all the bowling shoes I could rent for that.
Great! Martin Peterson.
Yes?
Or as I like to call them, Mr. Refund.
Special Agent Parker, Criminal Investigation Unit of the IRS. You're under arrest for tax fraud.
That'll be two French dips with a coleslaw. You want French fries with that, Mr. Peterson?
You have a right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used
Marty,
against you.
What is going on here?
Don't say a word. They don't have anything on us.
Oh, hold it. Whoa, wait a minute. What us? What us? There is no us. I don't even know this guy. You know what? I'm so happy I broke your ball toy.
Make sure you get everything. All the documents, all the files, and all the tax returns.
All right.
Hey!
What do you think you're trying to pull?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just gonna make sure that I dotted all the I's in Maselli. You know, Maselli, that's an Italian name. Maselli. You wouldn't happen to be Italian, would you?
O'Malley.
Oh! Irish. No, would you? Now, would you be moving your big foot so I could be here? Oh, the Irish. They're great people, the Irish. Right, Megan?
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found the trail and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. Long, but you might awaken to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Mom, this auto is the best. You should have seen the other kids' faces when I told them you were going to jail.
What?
Don't worry, it'll probably be one of those white-collar jails. You know, jacuzzi, tennis courts, nature walks.
Jonathan, take a hike.
Careful, I may be the only legitimate deduction you have.
Get out. Great. Now we're going to jail.
We are not going to jail. This is a routine investigation. They are after my accountant, not us.
Angela, you're kidding yourself. That's not how this works. Let me tell you something. When these people start digging, they dig until they find something. That's how they nailed my poor cousin Vinny, and all he had was a lousy shoeshine stand in a neighborhood.
How much did he owe?
$3 million. Snack time.
Look, I'm helping do your taxes.
Well, that's very nice, honey, but why don't you give the calculator back to the lady?
Yeah, or at least use the subtraction key. Go ahead, Billy, go up to your room, go ahead.
But I want to see her squeeze blood from a stone.
Go upstairs.
But you
do something, please. Kids.
Yes. Well, so, how's it going, Miss Foster?
Well, I'm almost finished. I must say, I am very impressed with your extensive files.
Oh, thank you.
And your cigar box was quite organized as well, Miss Foster.
No computer viruses in that, baby.
just a couple more quick questions.
Fire away.
So, you have been Angela's housekeeper for how long?
7 happy years.
7, uh-huh. And he works for you full-time?
25 hours a day.
And where does he sleep?
What?
I just wondered if Tony had his own bedroom.
Oh, yes, Tony has his own bedroom. Where did you think Tony slept?
And what does that have to do with our taxes?
Oh, this is never easy for me to say. You see, well, how much you owe the government really depends on whether or not the two of you are intimate.
They even put a tax on that?
No wonder Mona's always broke.
No. You see, one of the tax frauds that your accountant specialized in was having his married clients file as singles.
So you think she and I are married?
Well, and posing as singles? That's ridiculous!
Oh, wait a minute. What made you think we were married?
Well, it's just that I'm finding dozens of receipts for gifts of a rather personal and intimate nature you bought for each other.
Oh. Really? Oh, well, that can all be very easily explained.
Uh-huh. Like this one from Mr. Maselli from Pretty in Pink Lingerie for One Black Teddy.
I had to replace the one I ripped. Oh. Stuck in the washing machine on the tumbler. It was in the spinning.
Airline tickets to Italy for two.
Well, we had to go there on family business.
Oh, his family, not mine. Yeah. We have two separate families.
So you traveled 8,000 miles to help your housekeeper with his family business.
Well, we are close.
So I see.
Oh, not that close.
What a day. Nothing wears you out like a day of shopping.
Mother, come here. Yeah. Mother, please. Would you do us a favor? Would you please tell this lady that Tony and I are not married?
Let's examine the facts. They've been together a long time. They squabble like a couple and they never have sex. Sounds married to me.
Sam, come here a second. Sam, this is Miss Foster from the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Now, she thinks that we owe some more money because there's some confusion about whether or not we're married. You know, tell her.
Oh, they're married.
No, Sam!
They're not married.
No, Sam, you don't...
What? What do you want me to say? They're what's ever cheaper.
Kids.
Look, let's just be logical here for a minute. If we were married...
Which we're not.
Why would we lie about it? Why wouldn't we just say so?
Yeah, because everybody knows it's cheaper to file as married.
Oh, not in your case. There's a lot of reasons to file as single.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like a higher standard deduction, like lowering your income levels and receiving more deductions on individual accounts, like the contribution that Angela deducts that she makes to your Social Security, which is nothing compared to the deduction she takes for your child care expenses.
I think you should take your witch hunt elsewhere unless you can come up with some real proof that shows we're married.
Like this receipt from the Moonlight Motel where you checked in South Carolina as Mr. and Mrs. Maselli?
That's not bad. But easily explained.
That's right.
It was the convention,
that's right. And the motel lost our reservation, and we had to take the last room that was left, and Tony slept on the floor.
Absolutely nothing happened.
Well, that may be true, but when you check into a motel as Mr. and Mrs. in a common law state like South Carolina, you can be considered legally married.
You mean I didn't have to sleep on the floor?
Really be married.
Oh, that, why? Because we checked in some places, Mr. and Mrs.? That's nuts.
Well, we have a saying at the office. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Well, we got a saying back in Brooklyn, and it goes something like this. Oh, yeah?
Ben, thank you for helping out. You are a good neighbor.
Yeah, and a good lawyer, judging by your license plate. Good lawyer.
Okay, here we go. Okay, according to common law in the state of South Carolina, any intention to live publicly together provides evidence of a mutual agreement of marriage.
No, this can't be happening.
All right, look, you have two options. One is to produce evidence that you're not really married.
Oh, wait a minute, hold it. Now, how do you prove you're not something? I mean, they don't give out not married certificates. They don't say, with this ring, I don't de-wed. And the organist doesn't play, here don't come the bride.
Well, all right, then your other option is to fight it in court. You know, people challenge these old laws all the time and win.
Oh, that's great. How do we do that?
Well, you give me a $25,000 retainer, I'll make a couple of phone calls for you.
Well, how about I give you $25 and you call after six when the rates are lower?
All right, listen. Whatever you two decide, I'll be happy to help.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Guys, would you cheer up, please? Come on, it could be worse. If you transported sheep across a state line, you could be lynched.
Yeah, well, at least I wouldn't be married to him.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Oh, no, Angela, I didn't mean that you were worse than sheep. You're better than sheep. You're better than sheep. Of course, you do not give us wool, but you provide warmth in other ways, Angela. You...
Nice try, Tony. We've got to do something.
Well, like what?
Well, you're the husband. Make a decision.
Okay, wifey. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to fight the IRS in court because we're right. You know and I know and everybody else that knows us knows we're not married.
That's right. Anniversary?
Yeah, we figured out it's been about a year since your trip to South Carolina.
Your 1 year anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
Come on, sit down. Because we have quite an evening planned for both of you. Oh, look what a cute couple. And they said it would never last.
Actually, they said it would never happen.
Mona.
On behalf of the children, a little something for Mom and Pop. Good Pop, good Pop.
What is it? What is this? What? What the?
See, now you never have to be apart.
It's very cute, guys, very cute.
And that's not all. Here's a little something for my daughter and my son-in-law for their second honeymoon.
Mona, what is this?
You got it upside down.
Oh, Mona!
What is it?
It's a hat.
Can I wear it?
No.
Put on the sweatshirt.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Everybody, they went to such trouble, and it is our anniversary.
They remembered you forgot. Typical.
Nag, nag, nag.
I'm a little twisted here. Where's your other arm? Oh, there it is.
Excuse me, honey.
It's perfectly all right. I quite enjoyed it, dear.
Come on, let's go get the cake.
Yeah!
Okay, now here's the plan. I'm going to take the kids to a movie. Double feature. Let nature take its course. Wink, 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 wink.
Mother.
Oh, come on. You're legally married now. Even the federal government wants you to do it. Look, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your country.
Mona, please, I assure you, that's the furthest thing from our minds right now.
That is right.
Is it getting hot in here?
Yeah, it's a little warm.
I got it. I mean... We'll get it.
Come on.
All right, look, right, left, right, left. Ready? Get your left.
Oh.
Right, left, right. Oh, boy. You are wild. This isn't what it looks like.
Quack, quack.
You know, for unmarried people, you sure do a lot of married things.
Except the important one.
Well, I don't want to interrupt the festivities. I just wanted to drop off your revised tax bill with the penalties to date. This is the amount you now owe.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, let me tell you something, Miss Foster. We are not paying this. We're going to fight this to the end, period.
Fine, but I must warn you that during your protests, substantial interest penalties will continue to mount. Happy anniversary.
What are you? Get off me. Will you spread out, please? All right, look, look. Don't worry about this, Angela, because we're going to win this. We're in this together, right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. I quit. I am not going to spend years in court with the IRS. I am going to pay this and get it over with.
But it won't be over with, Angela, because in the government's eyes, we'll still be married.
Okay, then we'll get a divorce.
I can't get a divorce. I'm Catholic.
Well, we have got to do something.
Well, what about Uncle Carmine, Dad? He was Catholic, and he got out of a marriage.
Yes, and they never did find that body.
Tony!
No, Dad, I'm talking about his first marriage.
Oh, right, Sam, you're brilliant. That'll solve all our problems.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to go upstairs and pack. I'm taking you on a little trip. Come on.
Okay.
Probably the last thing Uncle Carmine said to his wife.
Now, by the power vested in me by the state of South Carolina, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Now, go on, son, kiss her.
That was a beautiful ceremony, Your Honor.
Really, you made me cry.
Oh, here's my handkerchief.
Okay.
Oh, she's so sentimental, Your Honor.
I'm sorry. It's just I'm really touched when I see two people bonded together, pledging their love into eternity.
Well, now, what can I do for you?
Terminate our marriage.
What? Oh, yeah, we're here for an annulment, Your Honor. We need you to sign this document.
An annulment?
Yeah, well, that will prove that our marriage never existed, am I right?
Yes.
Great. We'll take one of those.
Well, if you want an annulment, I need to know what your grounds are.
Grounds? Sure. Okay. What do you got?
You see Golden Arches when you drove in here, son? This ain't a fast food restaurant.
We're very sorry, Your Honor. We meant no disrespect. We were in a hurry, and we didn't have time to research the process, and we would appreciate any help you could extend us.
Yes, sir.
Well, marriage unconsummated.
Bingo! We have a winner. Hey, we'll take that. Marriage unconsummated.
Right, that's our ground.
Okay. Unable to perform husbandly duties.
Right.
Hold it! Wait a minute. That can't go down on my permanent record. I mean, first of all, nobody would believe it. You know, I'm Italian. And second of all, whoa, I'm Italian.
Your Honor, this is getting very complicated. The simple truth is that we got caught in a technicality, and we never meant to be married.
So you're saying there was lack of intent?
Yes, total.
Well, those are sufficient grounds.
Oh, for real, Your Honor?
For real.
Oh, great.
Thank you, thank you. I knew this would work out.
But I won't give it to you.
84 years ago.
I'm sorry. You see, it's just so rare that I see a couple that obviously cares for one another so much and belongs together. Now, in my heart, I just cannot grant this annulment. Case dismissed.
Wait a minute, Your Honor. I got something to say.
Tony, please, don't tell him you pay his salary.
Your Honor, look, when I get married, I want it to be on my terms, when I'm good and ready.
Yes, and I want romance and flowers and a beautiful little wedding and maybe outside by a pond.
Oh, hey, you want a small wedding?
Well, yeah, I had a big one the first time. You know how that turned out.
Yeah, well, you know, me and Marie, we eloped.
Oh, so you'd want a big wedding.
Well, hey, you invite my family, Mono, and you got a big wedding.
No, but you know, you got all the hassle. You have the RSVP, you have the invitations, you have the caterers.
Well, in Brooklyn, we got caterers.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, we got a little carried away.
Look, Your Honor, when I marry an appropriate person, I don't want it to be because I signed in some places, Mr. and Mrs. I want it to be because I love her and I cherish her and I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
You make an impassioned case.
Well, it means a lot to me, Your Honor, to both of us.
Well, by the power vested in me by the state of South Carolina, I hereby declare this marriage annul.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor. Thank you. Angela, we're unmarried.
Oh, you are Italian.
Tony,
we did it. We did it. We have proof, Angela.
Tony, you were fantastic. You really pulled it off.
Oh, what a relief,
yeah,
huh?
No kidding.
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. I don't know. Just for a second, I felt a little sad.
You mean like as if you maybe lost something?
Yeah.
That's funny. Me too.
Well, that's crazy, because we never wanted it in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to be single, and now we are.
Nice. Well, we should be happy.
Absolutely, huh? Hey, now that you're single, you free for dinner?
Maybe. But I should warn you, I don't kiss on the first date.
We'll see.
I cannot believe that Tony would go to anyone you recommended after that fiasco with the accountant.
Mother, that was one isolated incident. He forgave me and he trusts me again. And besides, Antoine has been doing my hair for years.